This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, October 9th. Well, cattle markets were pretty quiet yesterday. In fact, most of them just chopped sideways in an inside day on both the live cattle and the feeder cattle markets. Front month October lives start out a little bit higher. That's the one market that's really not been stuck in a range over the last several sessions. It managed to put in just barely a new high for this move and then backed off just barely. So you can't really call it a reversal down because it was such a light and narrow trade, but it's also the front month, and it's basically just keeping up with the cash, which has performed fairly well. Cash last week looks around 107 to 108, and that's where the board pretty much is. That was up 2 to 3 from the previous week, so it's an impressive performance on the cash market, and obviously supporting the front month futures. The back month's a little reluctant to put much more on as far as their top side, as they basically have been in a very narrow trading range at the top end of a rally for the last week and a half or so. And that's a market that seems to be stalling out. It's kind of running out of gas here. My guess is that ultimately it will pull back here $4, $5, $6 depending. But first, it wouldn't surprise me to see it try to take a jab to the upside and blow out whatever stops are up there, because it's definitely a pretty well-defined range. And if the market's going to go down, it would like to clean up any stops that might be hovering just barely above it. That's my guess. You'll get a jab, blow out some stops, reverse down, and then come back lower over these next few weeks before we set the stage for the next run up. Ultimately, I'm positive on the market, at least in the intermediate term, that we would be strong into the holiday season. Beyond that, we're looking for what we expect will be quite a bunching up of numbers as we get into the February through April time window, just depending on what weather does and what the placement pattern is. But we've talked about this quite a bit. You've had light placements in July and August. We don't know yet what the September placements were, but when we look at the feeder cattle market, it steadily moved higher during the month of September. So there couldn't have been a huge amount of cattle coming into feedlots, because you would think that would pressure the market somewhat. So if they have stalled placing calves into the feedlots through July, August, and September, that's a major bunching up of numbers as you get into October and November. But so far in October, the cash index has held together fairly well, so we don't see that really showing up just yet. You got major winter storms across the northern plains that could be delaying some things, and we got another one coming here this weekend. Again, that could be delaying some of the placements, but it sure looks like at some point you got to put those animals in the feedlot, and you can't have that much of a misread on the calf crop. So we're kind of bracing for a month where you see a surge in placements, and then you can do the math as far as when those are going to be marketed. But for now, the market's holding together quite well. The cash trade, again, had a strong performance last week. Box beef value started out this week a little shaky, but yesterday was a strong day. Choice was up 251 at 214. Select was up 115 at 187. The spread's at 26.54. Movement 125 loads. So we'll see what the cash trade does today, but we are looking at a seasonal drop in marketable cattle. Although that said, from the show list numbers, it looks like the Southern Plains, we're seeing an increase in the show list numbers. So they still have quite a few cattle to move through, whereas the Northern Plains, steady to a little bit lower on the show list. So we expect that you'll probably see uneven cash trade activity this week, with the North typically being your leader to the upside, your stronger markets. It would suggest, you know, with showless holding steady and packers still needing to kill a pretty high volume of cattle, the cash trade would at least hold steady, if not be a little more firm, at least in the North. In the South, it may see some weakness. We'll just have to see how that plays out. But I look for markets here to run out of gas. I mean, obviously, we've reached some price levels that has stalled the market out. And generally, I would look for the market to correct over these next few weeks. But I do think there's a very good chance of us being fairly strong into late November, and especially during the month of December. That's a strong demand season, and it's also looks like numbers will be fairly tight as you head into that time window. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.